Out of my interest to learn how to raise calves, I chose to do my speech on raising weaned calves for future beef. Whether you are planning on raising calves to sell for beef or intending to eat them yourself, well-nourished, healthy calves will produce high-quality beef. This provides useful information on feeding, caring for, and handling weaned calves for future beef. The most essential component of a growing calf's diet is water. Calves should have constant access to clean, fresh water. It is important that the water is kept clean and separate from the feeding area. Otherwise, the calves will not want to drink it. Water helps increase weight gain and assist the immune system in protecting calves from sickness. If sufficient pasture is not available, calves should have access to high-quality free-choice hay. Good quality hay should be green and leafy with fine stems and free of mold and dust. An excellent choice of hay is a mixture of alfalfa and grass hay because alfalfa alone is too rich in protein, which may lead to calves bloating. To reduce hay wastage, it should be fed in some type of trough so the calves do not step all over it. Hay should also be kept dry if it is being fed outside because calves will not want to eat wet hay, which will also lead to hay waste. Incorporating grain into a calf's diet will provide it with the necessary protein that will aid in fattening the calf. Grain, like hay, should also be of high quality, not moldy or stale, but clean and fresh. Calves can be fed corn, oats, barley, and wheat. Steamed flake corn is one of the best choices because it is less expensive and has good nutrient content for optimum growth in calves. Heather Smith Thomas says, grains that have been steamrolled or crimped are easier to digest than whole grains. More of the food value is usable by the animal. A choice grain should contain about 12 to 16% crude protein and optional molasses for palatability. Allow calves to consume 2 to 3% of their body weight and feed daily. Increase grain gradually as the calves get older. Always make sure you weigh all the grain and hay. Feed calves daily in the morning and evening at the same consistent time as possible. Before each feeding time, if there is any leftover grain from the previous feeding, it should be removed. One optional but recommended mineral to have available continually is a salt block or some loose salt for your calves. By offering free choice salt, calves can provide for their system's needs whenever it is necessary. Housing your calves holds an important part in their health and safety. Your calves should have individual housing for the first couple weeks so they do not spread any diseases amongst themselves. It is also especially important that the bedding is kept very clean and dry because calves breathing in stale air can cause sickness. Consequently, housing should be well ventilated to allow fresh air but not drafty. Dampness in the bedding takes away body heat from calves, resulting in slower growth. Straw, sawdust, mulch, sand, etc. are used for bedding, but whatever you decide to use, keep it dry. Growing calves require an area to exercise. A turnout pen not only provides calves with exercise, but it is also beneficial in keeping the stall cleaning to a minimum. Your calf housing should also be spacious and comfortable. Jim Reynolds stated that shade from direct sunlight and shelter from rain and snow is also essential. Keeping your calves clean is important in protecting them from sickness and in allowing them to become accustomed to being around people. Combing or brushing your calves regularly promotes hair growth, keeps them calm, and keeps the skin and hair coat healthy. Daryl Roethlisberger recommends that you wash or at least rinse your calves once a week when it's warm, to keep them clean and to get them used to being handled. As mentioned above, one way to get calves comfortable with people is by brushing or washing them. When working with calves, or cattle for that matter, movements need to be slow in order not to spook them. Talking to your calves when you're around also helps to calm them. As Heather Smith Thomas says, calm cattle make better beef. While they are young, make sure they respect you. Otherwise, they may become aggressive and harm you when they are older. This offered practical information in regards to feeding, caring for, and handling weaned calves for future beef. If the guidelines that are presented are followed, they will ensure healthier calves and a happier you. With the proper care and nutrition, your calves will provide you with not only high-quality beef, but it's also an experience that will last you a lifetime.
John chapter 20 is the most detailed account of Jesus Christ's glorious resurrection. John 20. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulcher, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulcher. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and the other disciple, and came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and that other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulchre. And he, stooping down, and looking into the sepulchre, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his head not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. For as yet they knew not the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again unto their own home. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back, and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. And when he had, and Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not. For I am not yet ascended unto my Father. But go to my brethren, and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father, and your Father, and to my God, and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst, and saith unto them,
Peace be unto you.
And when he had so said, he shewed unto them his hands and his side. Then were disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus saith unto them again,
Peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you.
And when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, and said,
Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins you retain, they are retained.
But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. Then the disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he saith unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and saith unto them,
Peace be unto you.
Then saith he to Thomas,
Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing.
Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God! But Jesus saith unto him,
Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, and yet have believed.
And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.